Yes, tonight we're looking at 1 Timothy, possibly written a short time. Paul was talked about as we looked at Philippians, Ephesians, and Colossians, I guess. More that he wrote while he was in prison at Rome, early AD 60. Old Nero had come into power. He is now the emperor. And is set on the for about 1054, and then ruled. So he's been the emperor for close to 10 years now. But apparently, no real problem for Christians up to this point. But we didn't see that in any of the books. But I don't know that we see too much in 1 Timothy and Titus, but we're seeing some. Pretty close, Paul will be back in prison. But indications are that he was released because some of the places that we see in 1 Timothy and Titus particularly don't fit into the other journeys that we've studied in the first three. Because he talks about going to the island of Crete, which had us there and write the letter. And he possibly went back across to Ephesus and maybe Hussey because find in the first chapter of 1 Timothy, he had left Timothy in Ephesus. He had gone over into Macedonia and possibly down into Titus. Book of Titus indicates he's going to spend winter at Nicopolis and Titus to come and fit him. That's probably about the time frame. But eventually, as I said, he would soon be back in prison last days. Alright, 1 Timothy, though, probably been close to 30 years, Paul was converted. Had a rough 30 years. Physically, battered, mental part of it. Had to be bearing on his mind all the time. Backside, even language, physical abuse. Had to be really, well, I don't know how old he was, but probably. That used to be old then.
Yeah.
But longer. But he's writing to this young Timothy. One he refers to as his son, and remember, Timothy went with him, picked him up as he started his second missionary journey. He has spent a lot of time with Paul, but it looks like this time Paul knows the end is not too bad. A lot of things he needs to talk to this young book. He just cranks a verse or two, he'll hit this, a verse or two, he'll hit that. He just, one subject or another, pounding home what this young man, how he needs to conduct himself, tremendously full of instructions for him. So, chapter 1, he ends by just sending his greetings, often does, by grace, mercy, and peace, God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ. And he just gets right into a problem. I left you there in Ephesus, tell these people not to be teaching false doctrine. Odd that he would have to tell someone who's preaching don't teach any other doctrine, but apparently they were going about in verse 7, but verse 6 he said, some have swerved, turned aside unto vain gaming, flattering, I guess, out there basically. But they're trying to be teachers of the law, verse 7. But they don't even understand what they're trying to teach. So they've got a real problem going on. Well, they must be spending time in these fables, endless genealogies, whatever, verse 4. So he jumps on that pretty hot and heavy. Talks about the law actually good, verse 8, if a man use it lawfully. But basically, the law is made for the unrighteous, whole group of righteous deeds and so forth. So, saying, get with it, charge these people not to be that's false. First, about verses 12 through about 17, talking about how God has been long-suffering or patient with him, has allowed him to become a servant of Jesus. He was one of the strongest persecuted But that his long suffering ought to be a pattern to us and them, that we should be long suffering also. In verse 16 he says, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him. Then he just breaks out praise and so forth to the King. King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God forever and ever. Then he charged directly to Timothy. Fight the good warfare. And here's a couple of examples. How they'd been fallen away and delivered them. I'm in some chapter 2. He talks about the importance of prayer. Supplication, prayer, intercessions, giving of thanks, made for all men, and difficulty. Talks about praying for those who are in authority, lead a quiet and peaceful life, oh God, and this is a cause. An environment. Gospel can be preached. It is God's desire that all men, they come to the knowledge, verse 5, there is one God and one mediator, God and man, one that given himself. Verse 8 talks about the fact that men pray everywhere, hold their hands out wrath and without doubt. Pray fervently, expecting God to honor anything here he's really concerned about. Those of authority. He talks to the women how they should dress or not dress, modest apparel, not fancy clothes, draw attention to the physical side of them, but it ought to be something that the company best in godliness would have a lot to say about. Also, he said that they need to learn in silence with all subjection and not give a reason of an arbitrary decision God made, that because or Adam was first formed in Eve, Adam was not the same faith and childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity, holiness with surprise. Chapter 3 gets into how we need to treat one another. I tell you, talk about elders first. Then we're going to talk about starting to in chapter 10. But this one has to deal primarily with qualifications. Elders, 7 verses primarily are good for some people who are not guilty of deacons. Also, they've got to have a good character. 5 talks about in the last couple of verses, kind of by the clear blue. Hope to come to the Lord. But he says, yes, verse very long. Great is the mystery of Christ. Sin and preached unto the Jews, saying, that's what he's saying, that I'm writing this letter just in case I don't. Chapter 4. He said there is no doubt that better times are from the faith. The Holy Spirit revealed that to him. That way, maybe they would be speaking lies and hypocrisy with their conscience, getting to Mary, if it be received. Not just all this stuff, anything wrong as it is received. Any charges, Timothy, something about the fact that he's intermingled with all of that. There's use, profane and otherwise fables. Exercise, I said, like this comment, this is a faithful saying. Didn't need to list for this young man. Verse 11, he said, these of spirit faith, I come, give a tip and neglect not the prophecy. Meditate on that at thy
proper detail. Focus. Elders, deacons, and throw the Bible for the end. Always have an answer.
Yes. Right. Give them an inspiration. Well, the answers are there. We just need to look for them. Secondly, when we find the answers, it should not be any question. Okay, here's where I thought I was at a while ago. Chapter 5. This talks about how we need to deal with certain individuals. But it says, rebuke not an elder, older person, but in treating them as mothers and the younger men. We need to treat each other like we do family members. I'm just dated now. We just don't do that. That's the way we need to deal with each other within the church. We were physical. Well, we are family. No question. Spiritual family. Honor widows that are widows. Go ahead and just kind of sidesteps that issue of men and talks about the responsibility that children and even nephews and so forth have to a widow who is not. They would let them first to show piety at home and bite their parents, who is acceptable. Things are a little bit more over in that if any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church that may relieve them, which individuals have that situation, take care of that so that the church is not burdened. Because the church does have a response in those that are widows indeed. It talks about some qualifications. 5. Widow indeed, she desolate, she trusts in the Lord, she makes supplication and prayer night and day, lived in pleasure, but she that lived in pleasure, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Let's go ahead and talks about it. Down in verse 9. Let not a widow be taken into the number, 80 years, like one man, well reported of for good works. Our children, she's lost strangers, watch the same speed, leave the afflicted, diligently follow every. So there's some rather detailed instructions on the person that the church has an obligation for. And he talks about the younger, younger widows, them as a burden to the dead, have the house, give them a share. Well, he said a lot of them about their idol, wondering about them. How about the whole gamut? How we treat older, younger, how we deal with widows that are not widows indeed, deal with those who are pretty clear.
That's what we heard in
what our responsibility is toward
us. Yeah, and then just church's responsibility.
Yeah, that's what it's saying. And then it's specific about what. Hey, verse 17 talks about the fact that an elder who is working full time as an elder to be paid for his service. So there are some in the full time elders. But it said you don't expect the muzzle of the ox to tread out the corn like man. Labor is worthy of. So then he has the warning. He was an elder, unless there are at least, but, bottom line, but if that elder is guilty, witnesses can prove that he is guilty, then they got to be dealt with, just as without preferring one before another, nothing by parts. They've got to, they're acting order too, just like ours in order. We were but we have to be very careful. I think he gives some personal instructions to, particularly in verse 23, some physical problem with his stomach urging him to take. That is because of that often infirmity. I don't know what else his problem was. Probably his stomach. Oh, I guess that the people do good, recognize that, but sooner or later, both of these will be brought to light with the Lord. Good works will finally be brought out. Chapter 6. Back to the servant and masonship. Servant. Giving the proper respect or having a proper respect for his victory. They that have believing masters, let them not despise them, but call them service because faithful and beloved. Servant master relationship was today. Paul deals with it. Said if any man teach otherwise, first of our Lord Jesus Christ, unless he is proud, nothing but don't invest in the scribes disputing to hurt godliness, thus with us. Talks about the fact that we need to have our basic needs, food, raiment, all at times, a lot better than had to do without it. Ever seen the question he found in warns those who would like to be rich. Doesn't say in these words, I are the love of money. Those are the things he's talking about here. Careful attitude toward us. 17. Charge them that are rich, they should not be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain. Give it us richly all things to do good, that they would work, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Those who have gained, but he said, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation. But again, wealth is not. If it is used right at the end of the chapter, which is committed falsely, so called, as you have heard, careful. 16 or 17 comments. Book is just lovely. The treasure chest.
I'll ask 2 or 3. That's the end of these things. Go to the next chapter.
That they give themselves holy to them. But here, just read my letter. Everywhere else, pull over in your head.
gifts that he's been given off of everyone. Focused on it, the more valuable he would be.
Right. They are not the gift that it is.
Actually, since we all, whatever was necessary, and when he's going to be here, when he's talking about arrogant person, bored person, insolent, probably better than everybody else. Think about that and do where Paul was. Purpose one another, serve one another, believe others better than ourselves. It just shows what he was.
Well, that's favorite. First of all, that didn't get what was right, and he got on with it. Just as strong as he was in the other role.
Exactly.
Let's see, Greg. Thomas?
Thomas. If I may make a comment here, too, Paul was very concerned about the elders there. That was chapter 20 of Acts. And they were working with that conference. Go to Revelation chapter 2. He says, so they understand things they were doing right. They hated the way they had some things that they had lost after 30 or so efforts, despite the things that the grievous Paul said would happen.
I thought about the statement. You know, when he was leaving, where he said, sorrowing the most of all for the words of faith. The patients are, I left you over there.
You know, Paul doesn't know everything. He's not that different than us. Yes, they have these kids, always beneficial, absolute knowledge. They always enjoy it. Hurt, always the one.
Paul then use the power that was given to him. Hopefully look at the book of Titus on Sunday.